Well, it's not the nicest of Mondays across the area. We have clouds and periods of rain, all due to the remnants of Nate, which of course came ashore as a hurricane over the weekend. The storm has weakened dramatically, obviously, as it lifted over land, so we're not looking at a hurricane by any means, but we do have some damp conditions across the region, and occasionally we may see some winds that could gust up to around 30, maybe 40 miles per hour over the next couple of hours. That's not enough wind to do any great amount of damage, though it's certainly possible to have a limb or twig or two come down, and keep in mind that we have a lot of leaves blowing around as well, so that's a bit of a concern here moving ahead through the next few hours, and those leaves, when they get down to that wet ground, can be a little bit slippery underfoot and even on the road, so that is something to think about heading into tonight. This storm will quickly race through the region, so the rainfall will wrap up this evening, and it is some much-needed rain. We are running a rainfall deficit going back to the beginning of September, so we'll help to make up at least some of that gap as this storm comes through. Showers will wind down this evening. It will remain fairly mild and muggy overnight, and boy, it's a very muggy day across the area. We'll keep that humidity level up pretty high tonight, so maybe another night that's uncomfortable for sleeping. Some areas of fog are likely to form overnight as well, as temperatures fall back generally into the 50s and low 60s across the region. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll look for some lingering clouds and fog during the morning, but I expect the sunshine to really break through as the day moves along. It'll be another mild day. Temperatures will be up into the low 70s across much of our area. The humidity will not be as stuffy as it has been today, but do expect there to be at least some mugginess moving through tomorrow. Then we'll step down another notch on Wednesday with increasing clouds as our next disturbance comes into the area. There's the chance for some showers later on Wednesday. Temperatures will only be in the 50s and 60s on Wednesday, so that'll feel a little more like fall. And temperatures will remain on the cool side on Thursday as an area of high pressure builds across eastern Canada, with that cool air being pushed down from the north. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, showers ending, partial clearing with areas of fog, muggy with lows in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, early clouds and fog, then becoming mostly sunny and mild, high 66 to 74. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight, showers ending, partial clearing with areas of fog, muggy with lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, morning clouds and fog, becoming mostly sunny, mild, high 66 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, tonight, showers ending, partial clearing with areas of fog, muggy, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, morning clouds and fog, then becoming mostly sunny, mild, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, showers ending, partial clearing with areas of fog, muggy, low around 60. Tomorrow, morning clouds and fog, becoming mostly sunny and mild, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Wednesday, increasing clouds, a chance of late-day showers, cooler with highs in the 50s and 60s, and on Thursday, mostly cloudy and cool with highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.